O children of Israel, remember the special favor which I bestowed upon you, that I exalted you above all other nations. Guard yourselves against the day on which one soul shall not avail another. No intercession shall be accepted, no ransom shall be taken, and no help shall be given. Remember how we delivered you from the people of Pharaoh? They had subjected you to severe torment, killing your sons and sparing your daughters. We were facing a tremendous trial from your Rabb, and we parted the Red Sea for you, taking you to safety, drowned Pharaoh's people before your very eyes. Remember when we communed with Musa, Moses, for 40 nights, and in his absence you took the calf for worship, thus committing a wicked transgression. But even then we forgave you, so that you might become grateful. We gave Musa, Moses, the holy book, the Torah, and the criterion of right and wrong, so that you might be rightly guided. Remember when Musa returned with the divine book, he said to his people, O my people, you have indeed grievously wronged yourselves by taking the calf for worship. So turn in repentance to your Creator and slay the culprits among you. That will be best for you in his sight. He accepted your repentance. Surely he is the forgiving, the merciful. Remember when you said, O Musa, we shall never believe you until we see Allah with our own eyes. A thunderbolt struck you while you were looking on, and you fell dead. Then we raised you up after your death, so that you might be grateful. And we even provided you the shade of clouds and sent down to you manna, sweet dish, and salva, quail meat, saying, Eat of the good things we have provided for you. In spite of these favors, your forefathers violated our commandments. However, by violating our commandments, they did not harm us, but they harmed their own souls. Remember when we said, Enter this town and eat whatever you wish to your heart's content. Make your way through the gates with humility, saying, We repent. We shall forgive you your sins, and we shall increase the provisions for the righteous among you. But the wrongdoers changed our words from that which they were asked to say. So we sent down a scourge from heaven as a punishment for their transgression.